Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Huh, where were you? I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks Stokes with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC. Hood Tunes Radio. Live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the Beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it. What? 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 We doing it.
Wouldn't you like to see it? You know, wouldn't you like to see it?
What it do, what it do, this your boy E-Max, man, and you have tuned in to another episode of Hood Talk Radio. That's right, Wednesday night, it's the family night, we out chilling, you know what I'm saying? Children in the background, kicking it, it's all good, you know how we roll. But y'all know what to do, man, dial that number 646-478-0944 if you want to tag in. It's all good with me, man. We here for you tonight. Of course, y'all know the beginning song was Doing It by Al Porter Jr. Conquered is actually the title of that song. So, you know what I'm saying? It was pretty big. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody that listen online. Of course, this is Hood Talk Radio, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. It just happens to be Squeak's birthday night, so we're going to all say happy birthday to Squeak. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
That's right, that's right. know what I'm saying? Hood Talk Radio in the house, the birthday edition. Now, even though we're going to talk about, I don't know, man, my opinion on this Bill Cosby thing, I haven't gotten into it, but I've heard so fucking much on the radio that it just, I'm tripping on it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, whatever this dude does, now all of a sudden, somebody like, no, Bill Cosby done this and Bill Cosby done that. Who cares, man? Especially when it was 30, 40 years ago. But, on the other hand, shit ain't gonna ever die. You know what I'm saying? Sexual abuse, or, you know, just being taken advantage of, period. Physically, mentally, you know what I'm saying? Any kind of way, man, is a very, very, very traumatic experience. You know what I'm saying? But to be accused of giving people the knockout drop, you know what I'm saying, to get some, that's a serious issue. You know what I mean? Whether it was 30 years ago, I mean, hell, it could be because he was Bill Cosby, people was afraid to speak out. You never know. But those are the type of things that's in circulation right now. And far be it from me to spread some propaganda, but based on what I've heard on numerous shows, one is the Roland Martin show, and two was the, you know, Jeff Johnson show, because this stuff has been going on for a minute, but because of the political race, they kind of kept it quiet. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to keep the, you know what I'm saying, perpetuate the fraud, man. We're going to let everybody have their say. And just like tonight on Hood Talk Radio, I'm going to have mine. Now, if you feel like you want to call and say something, it's fine with me. Join me, man. That's all I want. It's free. You know what I'm saying? A call is not long distance, especially from a smartphone. So, hey, let's get it in. Let's talk about this, all right? Bill Cosby. We're going to get more into that a little later. Up in the news in Cleveland, Ohio, y'all know it's cold as hell outside, so what I need for y'all to do is to get some gloves. Gloves work. Give me that. Yeah, daddy just leave stuff laying around. Gloves work, y'all. Keep your hands warm. You ain't always got your hands in your pocket. You understand what I'm saying? Put some gloves on outside in the winter cold. You won't worry about your hands freezing the fuck off. All right, this is a PSA from your boy E Max Image. Now, this weekend over at OPN Community Center, which is 15453 Euclid, all right, Euclid Avenue, like cat a corner of the Shaw High School. You know what I'm saying? We'll be out there having a good time, and I hope y'all can come. Starts around 10, you know what I'm saying? Doors open at 9. I'll try to get in there, get you a nice little spot. Otherwise, come on in anyway. But as y'all can hear, I'm kind of stuffed up right now, but that's all right. I'm still going to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Now, when Miss Ebola came clean, everybody in the country was talking about, okay, now we got this clean deal of help. But, you know, let's keep our eyes open for the new cases of the Ebola virus, because people ain't really paying attention to what's going on. They just looking and listening. They ain't, you know, saying shit. All right. In the news in the city is out there. What was that? Is that Akron? When a little black dude walked into the wrong bar, ended up having to kill four white people. And one of them just happened to be a cop. You know what I'm saying? Of course, because he was black and he went into the bar, first of all, you know, hell, he might have just been trying to go in there and have a drink. You never know. I'm not taking the side of, you know, shooting nobody and killing nobody, but maybe he felt like he was defending himself. You know, you can walk into, and I personally then walked into the wrong bar on the west side of Cleveland, and it was, let's just say, it was the wrong bar. Now, they let us in. Oh, yeah, come on in. Bought a beer. Went to the back of the room, was playing pool. And then toward the end of the game, motherfuckers say, well, who winning? And say we just got started. Why? Because we going to kick the loser's ass. So, I mean, it could have been one of those situations. Now, what if I had to put out my gun and start shooting? But I didn't. I just grabbed my coat and told my brother, I said, come on, let's get out of here before we go to jail. You know what I'm saying? They let us walk out because they seen it. You know, I walked out backwards. I'm like, go ahead. Anybody move, I'm going to blow this motherfucker up. And ain't no lie. But nobody moved. Maybe this brother went through the same thing. You know, it's an issue with these cops nowadays, man. Where are all the black cops any motherfucking way? While we always fighting for the police and this and that and the other, are there any black cops in the neighborhood? Seriously? Where are they on traffic control, traffic duty, test duty, sign you in at the jails? But I swear I don't see them. We got to be careful who we elect in office. Well, election time is over now, so the next phase we got to go through is who's going to be our president. And, oh, man, we don't even know, dude. The red light camera thing in Cleveland, Ohio, seem to have everybody talking. I don't want y'all to think that, you know, they said on the news that if you happen to run across one, they're still working. You don't got to worry about paying a ticket. But you'll see about that shit later on. Know what I mean? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. You know what I'm saying? We always here for you. Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30. This your boy, E-Max. And I'm going to take a few minutes and actually lead in with the next topic.
It's Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings. So I'm Caucasian and a Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world world we're living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in touche. This world we're living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system's too shady. Still, I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy, crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, standing out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pigs ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the motherfucking beef? You know what it is, man. It's your boy E-Max, and we right here on Hood Talk Radio. And like I said, man, that was just a lead into the song that, you know what I'm saying, to the topic that we want to discuss right now. Now, it's all over the news that the family didn't accept that the little, the families, I should say, accepted the little $1.5 million, which totaled a $3 million settlement from the city for the deaths of their children, okay? Source came to me and told me, you know what I'm saying, a little bit before the show that after taxes and all of that stuff, they'll get like, you know, $825,000 a piece or something like that. Now, doing the poll, you know what I'm saying, people, a lot of people came at me and was like, well, you know, if you ain't ever had $825,000 in your hand or this, that, and the other, then you wouldn't understand. You know, you got to figure, they kind of figured out you can't take care of everybody. Even said that somebody said that Charles Barkley said that shit. You know, that once he set everybody up that he was going to set up, you scot-free. Your house is paid for, your car is paid for, you know, the land is yours, so go ahead and do what you need to do. If you got a McDonald's job, you should be able to maintain that. You know what I mean? So, I just really be...
Not Maya.
Listening, really, just to the comments that people make, because it's amazing how critical we can all be, and we ain't even in the situation. We just looking at it basically from what the media is saying, because I've yet to talk to anybody who actually know them and talk to them and know, like, the inside scoop. It's all about what's being put out there. You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of be careful with the information. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the news media goes, all right, they said, you know, it's $1.5 million apiece. Hey, so we're going to go with that. There's something going on in our school systems out here, too, because a lot of kids ain't really trying to go to school. You know what I'm saying? They be hanging out and shit. What the fuck is up with that? But to get back on this Williams family thing, and, you know, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on that, because people are going to be people. We are human beings. Okay? But, you know, outside of, you in memory of, it's not going to bring them back. Nothing is going to bring them back. So you got to kind of figure out, you know, how to move on from there. And I suppose, you know what I'm saying, that $825,000 is a good place to be starting over. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it'll heal no wounds, But, you know, they buy a lot of wine. I mean, that's what you do. So. We ain't saying that they gonna, you know, fuck the money up and none of that shit. I'm just saying that nowadays, if you don't have a job or something, you know, and you splitting $825,000 up with your siblings and, you know, your children, because they had children, I suppose. So you got to be, you know, you can't be stingy with it, but at the same time, try and figure out what y'all can do with it that will help the family for more than just a little bit. All right, just try to work that out. Bill Cosby. All these people saying, you know, all these women coming out of the woodwork now talking about Bill Cosby and touched them 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 35 years ago. What the fuck is going on with Bill Cosby? Well, I watched some of the old movies and I watched some of his old videos and stuff. You know, he always been a little freak. So, hey, Bill Cosby. Okay? Where's your boy E-Max? And we're going to take a minute and listen to some music. And I'll be back in a sec. Holla back. This is your boy E-Max.
Kilroy, the sheriff.
It's them non-believers, the ones that keep laughing in your face once you expire, but you know it. I finally hit them airways blowing up like yay. Talking down, we leave your jaw leaking. I'm the pride and good at game. Thought Monty was out of commission like Wayne. I turned it a great betray. I'll provide you with that heat like a mind. Take a seat, get in your spot. I'll be dropping bars. Molly committed to going hard. I made war with no discharge. When your act is made, did you play your part? And you wanna end the day when you never start. We spread they life, stand one take. They recognize I carry weight. I stitched on no man. Okay, this ain't the first 48. I still got more to say. The G code, I orchestrate them Cleveland boys regulate. If it ain't about no money, then you gotta wait. Jump shit, plop on your grave. I gave them a whole paragraph. I'm the powder in the slab. I'm the product in the back. I'm the best she ever had. I'm the one that's off the map. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. Words in the streets. I'm about to take over. You sweeter than them Skittles. I spit colors like Crayola. I reek up like Scarface. Knock you out like De La Hoya. Put the package in the bag. Ship the product and take over. Motley on a paper chain. I can't hold your hand. For ya. As long as I can remember, I've been scuffling and hustling. Keep paper like a mailman. The salesman, you the customer. Be real to the people. Your whole makeup is a cover up. You keep running your girl, that Marshall pump is gonna shut you up. Time to play ball. Another rookie wanna run with us. Another one bite the dust. Yeah, time for me really to get my company up. Y'all wanna envy us. This game go continue. All my dollars like religion, bruh. That mean I be faithful to this money, cuz. And if you think I'm lying, then you get the buzz loud in the air. That white owl blaze them trees up. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. All money ain't good for you. Deep in the hood it get real ugly like Diddy. I'm getting real money. Anything goes. Look how I'm coming. It's near my bait. I'ma get them coppers. I'ma off to the club. Get a couple of runners. And I ain't never picked the day. Start running. More or less time is money. Blackout sound is so direct. When them shoppers rain, ain't no coming back. That's when the combination connect. Break you down. Your whole skill set. Keep a square out my circle. Still five. They holler that. Yeah, I be dropping bars. I keep them playing card. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars.
Yo, that was Joe Legacy right there dropping bars. This your boy E-Max right here. You done tuned in to Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday, all right? It's cold as hell outside, you know, and it's time to be family tied. You know what I'm saying? If you can get with that. So everybody got to kind of watch what you do, you know what I'm saying, and be careful. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers scamming people out there right now. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. I mean, damn. You know, how long is this going to go on? But in any event, you know what I'm saying? Keep the doors locked. Keep your parking places brightly lit. This don't make no sense to fill up in your yard and it's dark as hell. Especially with it being cold right now. Motherfuckers on some ill shit. You know, we got to be a little bit more vigilant about ourselves and how we carry ourselves and what's around us. You know what I'm saying? Keep those lights on. A few pennies ain't going to kill your pocket. Watch when you're shopping. I would suggest stop carrying them big-ass bags everywhere you go. You know what I mean, ladies? Small little purse that can strap around your waist, you know what I'm saying? It'll be turning soon. Trying to snatch it from you, at least. You got to be careful. It's a holiday time. Everybody trying to get their Thanksgiving meal together, you know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like people just pushing it to get it out the way. So take your time. I personally want some macaroni and cheese and some homemade dressing. Not no stuffing, some dressing. If anybody out there making some dressing, let me know. I want some. All right. Well, I'm a little bit tired, y'all. I'm going to keep this music going, so we're going to play something else so I can relax my damn throat. Be right back. Thank you. some Wiz Wilder. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in if you want to holler at your boy E-Max and anybody else in the world. Now, number one, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? Of course, around the city, we got the red light camera debacle. And they didn't already showed us what they going to do. Because, of course, we voted to take the red light cameras down. Now they just blowing down on motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So y'all be careful out there. There's ice on the ground. The weather's cold. So some icy patches, you know, that are formed out there on the road. So while y'all out there speeding and shit on them bald-head-ass tires, trying to save up some money for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Get your shit together. So we'll be here. I don't know, man. Maybe another 20, 25 minutes or so. Because I'm just, like, whooped. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't understand the shit that I be doing. You know what I'm saying? Every damn day, I don't hardly ever get to go to sleep. So, tonight, I think I'm going to take some time off and, you know what I'm saying, take my sleep. So, don't be mad at me if you try to call in a little later and I ain't here. But I guess you can hear it in my voice. You know what I mean? So, y'all just be cool. I'm going to keep playing a couple more songs and then I'm going to let that shit be that. Because I got some shit I want to talk about, but I don't really want to talk about it right now, especially the way I feel, you know what I'm saying? It just won't have that impact. So, just want to do.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own E-Max the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talking about it. We talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it. They talking about it. We talking about it. Hood Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This your boy E-Max the Image. You know what I'm saying? And I am here. Still. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll entertain y'all a little bit with some otherworldly type shit. Because a lot of people, man, you know, as far as my Facebook feed goes, you know what I'm saying, I get some strange ones on my shit. But I follow some of everything, man. Illuminati, the beginnings, what they're doing now, and, you know, the name changes, all of these other things. So, you know, when you bring shit to people's attention, you know, they either act blindsided by it or they just be like, oh, well. You know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is that the time is going to come when your oh, well is going to be oh, no's or oh, lords. You know what I'm saying? I try to tell people all the time, we spend a lot of motherfucking time on our smartphones and shit, but don't nobody go to the dictionary and look up some of the words that we hear, some of the words that we use on the daily. You know what I'm saying? We just take it for what it is. You know what I mean? Never knowing where it came from. But you got to be curious to know, you know what I'm saying, where some of the words that we use every day come from, like rights. It's this thing that everybody keeps throwing up. Civil rights. Right now, see, what they trying to do is get everybody to turn their guns. They're trying to be slick about it. First thing first, it was never really meant for black people to be in this country anyway. Well, right. Okay, it was in the 60s they passed a law As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here. Let's see if I can't put that up on YouTube because it's crazy. It is so crazy. But back in the 50s, I believe, or in the 60s, they passed a law. I'm actually looking it up. No gun law. Okay, no guns for blacks. I use YouTube because it's really the fastest if you want to, you know, really check out some shit, you know what I'm saying? No guns for blacks, basically. And they passed that law a long time ago, man. And it seemed like it's still in the motherfucking effect now, even though they always talking about civil rights. What we need to be fighting for are our human rights, because I have yet to find a law that was civil, or at least that included all people. You know what I'm saying? They got videos out there, and I watch them sometimes. I fall asleep on them. And, you know, our presidents and some of the congressmen from, you know, historically feel like, you know, blacks were never intended to be Americans. And so now that we must be classified as Americans, then, you know what I'm saying, we must stand up and hold up the laws that was presented to us. Now, my problem with that is that most of the laws that were given to us, man, in no way, form, or fashion do we agree with them. But this is what is, you know, presented to us. We have no voice in this country to step to them and say, well, what about the black people? Now, listening to the Hidden Colors trilogy, they all hint to black people spending money, writing a check. Now it's down to buying our government to have what we call a say-so. I mean, hell, everybody else who did it. But if you look at it like this here, go back 15,000 years, because they'll tell you in a minute we can't go back that far. We can only go back 5,000. But there's records out there that go past 15,000 years. But if you go back to the original Egyptian society, maybe the Sumerians or the Lemurians, you know what I'm saying? Go back a little further than the Egyptians. It was a race of people, didn't have money, but they learned how to survive in a society as a unit. It was all colors of people, all shades, when I say colors, all shades of people. And we were considered human beings. Nobody was black. Nobody was white. Nobody was German. Nobody was Irish. I actually, you know, was in a conversation with a guy at the job where we was talking about, you know, our heritage and shit like that. And I had explained that I actually went back with this when I first started getting on the internet. I was excited as hell, okay? And basically what I was doing was trying to figure out how and where this name Robinson came from, and how can I find out, you know, for free, how far I can go back to see, you know, where my name come from. So did that and found out some information about my name, but in the process of, you know, talking about it, I learned that some of the Polish people, you know, go through the same things that we go through, scrutiny and the class shit, because, you know, we always make fun of that name, that last name, Ski. You know, Berkowitzki, Bukowski, Runiski. Well, according to, I can't say Offspring, but I don't know what, you know, what would you say about that? Well, how would you classify, you know what I'm saying? Would you say Offspring, or would you say a descendant of? Well, I would just basically go with a descendant of a German-Polish mix, you know what I'm saying, sometimes maybe about 200 years ago. And this young man wasn't too happy about it, you know what I'm saying? Let me go to the phone last night. First call, man.
No,
Jack. 216-205. What's going on?
What's happening? Is this the Max?
What's good? What's good? Who this is?
It's Dollar Rock.
Dollar Rock, what's happening, man?
You got it, man. I just happened to be going through Facebook, man. I seen, you know, that you had the show. I said, well, let me call in and check, get his brother arranged and see what's happening.
Oh, man, shit, you the man, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that love.
Yeah. I saw the little thing everybody talking about Bill Cosby. I guess he getting it. It's all coming home now. Remember that little thing that he had got on TV and said years ago, talking about how black people are lazy and we this and we that and we this and that?
Right.
I don't think he's going to be saying all that now.
I don't think he's going to be saying that either. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm glad you know what I'm saying, take that stance on it, because that's exactly the way I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like he did the shit. You know what I'm saying? So look at it
I believe he did. But look at all these folks coming forward now.
Right. You're a powerful black man with a lot of money. You travel. You got motherfucking bitches in your face all over the world. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Okay? You're going to dip into the pool every now and then.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You go dip into the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And believe it or not, people remember those episodes. I mean, it's not like he was a nobody. Hey, y'all, I had a one-night stand with Bill Cosby. But it wasn't a good one. I told him my back hurt. He gave me a drink and put a pill in, or gave me a pill. And boom, the next thing I know, I'm waking up without my clothes on. It's stuff like that that's going around. And it ain't just one person saying it. And I'm like, Bill Cosby. But have you ever seen any of his old stuff?
Yeah.
His old videos, his old movies?
Oh, yeah.
That dude was raunchy, man. He was raunchy. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But I saw a couple of videos that he made that was basically what hit me on to how he was for real was this one video where he was calling himself educating us on our heritage and how they use religion to trick us and this and that and the other and woo, woo, woo. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, from what I understand, he had just signed a deal to do a big-ass talk show. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was HBO or somebody was carrying it, but it was supposed to be this big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they done pulled out on that.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call that?
Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. all people remember how bad he talked about black people. Remember, he got on national TV.
Right.
He talked about us bad.
Yep.
Now he's going to come running home. So everybody wants everybody to save him now.
Ain't nobody going to save him. You know what? He doing all this talking through his lawyers right now. You know what I'm saying? Everything he got to say is through his lawyers. What kind of black man do shit like that, man?
A sellout.
Right. A motherfucking sellout, period. He can't face the fact. He can't face the fact that he played dirty poo and he lost the motherfucking game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, man. You can't put it past no motherfucking body, man, to do no dirty ass shit like that. For real.
Yeah. And if he connected to any of that other stuff, guess what's going to happen? All of a sudden, he going to come up missing.
He going to come up missing. Watch. This might be the telltale sign, because you know how they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they got rid of Robin Williams. You know, he did that real big ass television station show. I can't remember. In My Words, all this and all of that shit, like everybody
mm-hmm.
knew before they get killed off.
And look what happened.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay, if here's another one. That boy, what's his name? Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
What's going on with him? He just won't die, huh? They done tried to kill that nigga about 3 times, man. Only thing they gave him was brain damage, but he ain't brain damaged enough not to know how to sue Walmart.
I think they just talking with you know, take him, just talk to him to death. They want to make him suffer slow for some reason.
Yeah. They letting him know, Nick, you know what I'm saying? You did go into the room, but even though you went in there, you ain't participate. Now, you know what I'm saying? Something got to get.
So they're giving them a chance. I believe they actually giving them a chance to say, okay, I'm about out now.
Yeah. His bank account getting close to that limit. Them numbers got to be awfully close to that limit before they step to you. And they say, here. You know? But back to Bill Cosby, man. I honestly do believe that motherfucker was tapping all of that ass back in the day. And he might have been doing some shit that he ain't had no motherfucking business doing. I mean, look at it like this, man. It was so much shit going around back in those days. You know what I mean? It was all kind of dope going. Seacos and, you know, the shit they're doing right now, you know, it's child's play compared to the shit they had when our grandparents and our parents was out there bullshitting around.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now think about it. Everybody that came up under him.
Yeah.
All had to do exactly what they were told.
Yep.
So you never know what the hell they had to do.
Now, when they when motherfuckers walked away from it, you noticed they fell off quick.
Like the boy Will Smith. Now,
think
about all the rappers that were out before he came along.
Right.
What made him so special that he had to blow up over people that was already doing this stuff a long time ago?
Because he was the one that was playing the faggots.
Right.
He didn't mind playing the gay roles.
Yeah. And then the way they did Jeff, man, I just thought that was wrong. They did Jeff
They just cut because Jeff wasn't going to do the lipstick and the dresses and all of that.
Yeah, so
he
you know.
Fell off. He fell off quick. That's all that was about. Trying to write Jeff,
that nigga would have never made it.
You damn right.
He would have never been seen. There was a whole lot of people in Philly at that time. You know, Tap Money and with the Hilltop Hustlers of all them, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to remember, though, man, some motherfuckers got to be willing to bend over the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if you would bend over the table or get... And, you know, I have a movie where it's a man on top of your ass, you know what I'm saying, tearing that booty up in the motherfucking movie. You'll do that shit in real life.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never thought about playing no movie where it's a nigga laying on me and I'm damn near naked and he damn near naked and they like action.
Okay.
Or vice versa. I ain't gonna be hugging and kissing no motherfucking no nigga for no money. None of that shit, dude.
Mm-mm.
I can't get in the movie or if I can't sing my song because, you know, I ain't gonna have no faggots in my video. I'm sorry. Humans is humans, but everybody got their own opinion.
Right. Now, I tell you what, dude, even though he's a white guy, you never see him play the more bullshit roles like that. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of his movies. I've never seen him play them on faggot roles. Never.
Well, I think he did what nobody else did, man. He took his own money and invested in himself. You know what I'm saying? He waited for his investments to come back and bought him a house. And his next movies came out. He invested a lot of money in them. And then once his investments came back, he furnished his house. You know, that type of shit, building blocks.
He never
you know
played them roles like that.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
He always came out.
Quite a few of his movies.
Yep.
Quite a few of them, but I've never seen him play no role like that, ever.
Mm-mm. Well, what's going on, man? How you feel? You going to be out there this Friday night?
Yeah, man. I'm going to try to make it. Because I wasn't feeling well, but I'm feeling a lot better now.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the cold came, man, my asthma started acting up on me. So
I
had to lay low for a minute.
Right. Shit, I done got a little nasal my damn self, man, you know? So that's why I'm, like, talking all slow. And plus, happy birthday to my friend Squeak. She gave me some elixir, and it's kind of working. Please, thank you. But it ain't do nothing for my sinus.
Right. Okay.
My head feels great. But my sinus is clogged like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, y'all, if y'all can out there in the city, you know, come on out to 15453 Euclid Avenue, you know what I'm saying, to the OPN Community
yeah.
Center. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot of good things happening. Saturday is the Thanksgiving drive. Woosah,
mm-hmm.
Woosah. And, you know what I'm saying, we'll be out there having fun and providing meals, you know what I'm saying? And they do what they do, you know what I'm saying, out there at OPN Community Center. So I hope to see y'all all out there. This your boy E-Max, man. I want to thank Dollar Rock for joining us, man. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Fuck all right, man. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
You know, I was talking a little bit earlier about the red light cameras and how they flipped the script on us. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? They took the cameras, they cut the cameras off in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
But they let you know that, you know, if the cameras still flash on you and shit, you know, don't worry about them days and this and that and the other. But how retroactive is that gone? How far does
right.
that go back? You know what
right.
I'm saying? So it's a lot of people out there mad as hell because they can't get their money back because they didn't already pay for that shit. You know what
and
I mean?
I'll tell you what else is crazy, too. Now, you know they mad about this red light camera shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're going to come up with some other shit. But I tell you what they've been doing a lot of, giving out jaywalking tickets.
Jaywalking? Damn,
jaywalking,
for real?
Yes. Downtown, yes. Yes.
Mm.
Jaywalking tickets, bro. I was coming
well, you
from
know
the Justice
what?
Center, paying my damn, because these goddamn Baconators came out here because I hate to say it on the air like that, but these crackers were called the dog people on me. And he's talking, well, we're going to get you for not having a dog license. That ain't never happened. Okay?
Wow.
And when I was going down there, hey, they were down there giving jaywalking tickets.
Well, you know something? Let me tell you something about that. In the city, man, they always have had. It's been, I can't recall the infraction number and all of that shit, but it's on the books. It's been on the books, man, for a long time that you can get a ticket for jaywalking.
So it's like now, you know, they about to go back to a lot of old stuff that they probably haven't really.
Yeah, they ain't rewrote yet in 100 years.
Yeah.
You know? Since
so you just
stand down to the new shit,
if you ever downtown,
they're going to bring the old shit back.
Yeah. Like by the 9th, mm-hmm. like down there by 9th Street and down like towards 4th and all that, just be careful with that, man. They're giving out jaywalking tickets, man, like giving away water, okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, they call it public safety. But you know what it is, right?
Huh?
They call it public safety. I said, but you know what that is, though, right?
Yeah, that's a retaliation, man.
Mm-hmm. It's a retaliation. But let me tell you something about the pedestrians on Public Square, especially during a certain time. A lot of businesses downtown depend on interacting with the Horseshoe Casino in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
What happens is, when somebody that's working in a prominent or a high-profile position might be stuck at a green light trying to turn to get to the parking lot that left early because he had the same problem every day. Maybe more than one business person from downtown is tired of all the congestion of pedestrians crossing the street, making they travel or they commute, as they call it, to their offices, you know, inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
See, the money talk. And
all
so
day.
Just like you said, they snatched them damn red light cameras down. And I saw a news clip where they just been like the suburbs do, just 4 or 5 cars deep, pull over somebody,
yeah.
you know, on some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we get. But, you know, for one thing though, they ain't doing nothing but trying to act like they gonna, you know, chop down on crime, but they only targeting the neighborhoods that had the red light cameras.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They
ain't talking about no crime. They love crime. They got their money invested into the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
The stocks and stuff. I saw
That's
a thing.
Right.
Check this out. This is how I know this. When I was at Charter One Bank the other day, I heard these other bankers from another bank, they all were talking about it. Yeah. Over at that Giant Eagle over on West 117.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did they tell you about your about these stocks that you can buy in the prison system? Oh my God, it's skyrocketing. You want me to get you, you want me to introduce you to my broker? He'd be glad to sell you some stocks today. I'm like, huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Stocks. Nice big stocks in the prison system right now.
Well, you know, that's why they call it the prison industrial complex. So you got to be careful of the words they throw out at you because, number one, they don't believe that we study. They don't believe that we'll hear some shit that we ain't ever heard before and, mm-hmm. you know, find out what that shit means. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it's not really just about black people. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's about everybody that can get there also, but mainly black
yeah,
people.
But where they got all these white motherfuckers fooled is they don't think
yeah.
it's about them too. It's about everybody, man. They put the white people against the black people, the Mexicans against the white people and the black people, the Spaniards against the Canadians, who own them any damn way, the Canadians against the Mexicans and some Americans. I mean, damn, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we
here,
all
here
in
thing.
This country.
Well, here's the thing.
We all here in this country, man. Everybody's scratching.
There's a guy who, there was a video that I shared. And this guy was talking about how they use religion and white supremacy to mind fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How the name Jesus came from the god Zeus. And I'm listening to this dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything he was saying, though, was on point. Because this is what he said. He said, Martin Luther King was good at integrating toilets and lunch counters, but he was not successful in integrating bank accounts. This is why we was never, this is why we could never get the money and reparations that was coming to us. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
and he also said, while we praying and jumping around, all they doing is buying up more land and creating big bank accounts. He was saying, and he was saying to all these black sports figures, he said, why is it you guys make all this money and y'all still have an owner? He said, when
yep.
you die, people will forget about you. The only thing that you will have to pass down to your children is a championship ring. He said, when I die, I'm going to pass down an industrial. He said two islands. He said when he leave here, he'll leave here with two islands and an industrial something to carry on his legacy.
Wow.
He also mentioned that he said the reason that they mind fucked us all is to make it to where we're believing in their God. He said, how are you going to believe in the God of your enemy? He said, why is it that we're the only race that's running around here trying to love everybody instead of loving ourselves?
Yep.
I mean, this dude was on point with everything. I mean, it was kind of, it made me upset at first, but then I had to sit back and start listening to it on a conscious level.
Mm-hmm.
And as I began to listen to it on a conscious level, I wasn't upset no more, so I was able to really understand what he was talking about. And he was saying
right.
that how they did this stuff because they wanted to preserve their own. And how, at that time, that white people was only, wasn't that big of a percentage. So what
right.
they did was, they said, they went to all different countries to where everybody had some type of creative differences. And they used that to their advantage. But yeah, but they started off by killing off as many men, women, children as they could, and created a military to where, you know, they can't be really stopped.
Right.
He said that's how they was able to create their military force, just from they saying. And he was also saying that how he said, you know, he said, I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna really get to you. He said all these years, how blacks, you know, are all our ancestors and stuff who had to work for their ancestors and all that, how that all translated into a whole lot of money, and how that was the common, how it built up so much wealth from the Industrial Revolution, and how they controlled everything, and about how can you say, and then they say, when you black folks, how can you all say that you're educated? If you were so educated, you would know how to fix, you know how to solve your own problems as far as getting away from the oppressor. I mean, this dude was letting us have it, man. He was like, I don't care how educated you are. He said, all you guys are doing is going to get an education to go work under another man's vision. And, you know, he was really talking about the white man. He said, and we the ones who own all the jobs. So where is you really going? I'm like,
right.
He said, what we need to do is have our own government, our own this. And he was laying out the blueprint on what needs to be done in order for it to go. But he said that he know that it'll never happen because, first of all, we have no unity. We have no organization. And anytime somebody come along that wants to try to do something, we kill them.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it is.
I've never heard nothing like that in my life, man.
I got something for you, though. But hold
What's
on
that?
For a second. We're going to let Al Porter Jr. in on the conversation. What's
yes,
going
sir.
On, Al?
Oh, man. I called because, see, I figure I can get this one off because I know DJ Dollar Rock wouldn't call a radio show and he ain't listening. So I called to talk about Dollar Rock behind his back. What's up with you?
Hey, son. What's up, son?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I was.
You gonna talk about me, man?
Hey, I called because I just left out of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting for.
Yes, sir.
I have to say, for people who don't know, DJ Dollar Rock. Ever since when I first met DJ Dollar Rock. Ooh wee! It was during the East Cleveland Love Fest,
mm-hmm.
and years ago, many, many years ago, and it was way before there was a hip hop workshop. Thank you. And it was before there was a hip hop workshop. So I just wanted to say that when I met him, this brother was always talking about doing for self, doing for self, doing for self. And when I had to help him, you know, bring equipment from his house that he just moved in and stuff like that, that was one of the things that he always talked about. So it's good to hear him calling the show and kicking that knowledge. I'm very
mm-hmm.
thankful that you have the show where people can call in, kick knowledge, and learn from each other, especially, man, brother, you've been like, introducing us to all kind of speakers and stuff like that, that I'm like always amazed that Dr. Claude Anderson, as well as a few others, that when it comes out, it's like he come out firing on his own people first to make us get ourselves together, and you can't argue with him. When I listen to a 1 hour thing or something like that, I'm just like surprised that it only feels like 5 to 10 minutes. It's like, man, I need to check out something else.
Flip
it out. So before any of you all get back on task, I just wanted to say real quick, Al Porter, man, in the streets, music activism news, Mondays 9 to 10 p.m., same phone number. And I'm very, very, very thankful that you allow people to call in, pick that knowledge, and that's all I have to say this evening. I'm just happy with it.
That's what's up, family. That's what we're here for. So, that's exactly what we're here for. Now, to comment on what Dollar Bill was talking about, man. Hey, You're exactly right. But what I was going to say was what Al Porter said. That sounds a lot like Dr. Claude Anderson. Now, what I want y'all to know is just as strong as Dr. John Henrik Clark.
Oh, all right? Okay.
This dude, professor, black studies, black profession, black history, anything you want, man, psychology major. You got to be about 100 years old now. Okay, so on one hand, it is important to have education, because if you ever notice, the people that kind of succeeded in life had some type of formal education under their belt in their chosen field. You know what I'm saying? So, but on the other hand, what we was talking about was exactly that. To be able to understand, first of all, that we came from wherever. It's a whole lot of shit out there, man. But namely, do some studying on the Moors, okay, the original Moors. Do some studying on the Sumerian tablets. It'll blow your fucking mind, okay? It'll kind of help you understand some of the shit that's going on today, since you have decided to elevate yourself to a conscious thought level. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people won't take that step and actually, excuse me, meditate on some shit and think about it in a deeper mindset than just going over it and taking it for face value. Everything has a deeper meaning, especially now. Everything got a symbol in it.
Mm-hmm.
I posted up on my Facebook page earlier about what's going on with all these churches and these choirs and these gospel trios, and they all got the Jesus cross in some type of a pyramid or a triangle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it be an oblong triangle or upside down triangle, is always some kind of symbolism going on now. Now, people are very, very quick to say it's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
But,
well,
okay.
That's what the hieroglyphics, you know?
Yeah, you know, they everywhere.
They use the hieroglyphics and they took it and trying to twist it, you know?
Right. But the point I'm trying to make is everybody say it's the Antichrist. But if you read the Bible say even then he's already in the world. Now, that Bible was written in 1611. So if this translation derived from the 1611 translation, that's 403 years ago.
I got another good one for you there, Emax.
Huh?
I was looking at this other thing, and it was showing how a lot of the stuff that's in the Bible was translated from five different ways, but half that stuff, they couldn't even translate it because they didn't even know what it was. They just going by what
that's
they
right.
think it's supposed to be.
That's right. It's part of the mindfuck, man.
Hebrew to Latin, Latin to Greek, Greek to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last is broken down to English. So if you,
let me tell you,
don't know what the translations are, how can you actually know exactly what you're talking about or what's being written? And the thing about it, somebody needs to be held accountable for that, man, because a lot of things that you see probably not even true because they don't, they really don't know.
Right.
That's just like if you told me a story, right, which is your story, and it's a true story, and I turn around and tell your story, but I tell it the way I think it's here to win.
Right.
Now, is that right? Is that the right thing to do? No, it's not.
Oh, no.
It's not cool.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, that's the only way. Let me tell you something. If it was something that I had, and I knew you wanted, and if you knew what I knew to acquire it, do you think I would tell you? As long as you'll work for me, as long as you'll do what I say, as long as you go where I tell you to go, think how I tell you to think, spend your money back with me, you work in my factory, We make what you like. When you get paid, you spend money with me.
Right back.
Right,
you know,
back.
And that's another thing that dude was talking about. He said, why is it that every race that comes to America all set up shops and businesses in the black community? He said, aren't you tired of going to the people to supply you with your food, your nails, and your weaves? I mean, it's 'cause it was just crazy that he came like that.
Because we got a sickness, man.
We've
been bred, interbred, and we've been taught, and we've been smashed down. We've been shot. We've been murdered. We've been killed. We've been hung. You know what I'm saying?
And that's still going on to this day. It's still going on, especially down south. Do you know?
I know.
A few years ago, I got people from Evansville. We went to a little restaurant down there. You know, they still call you boy.
Yeah.
We talking about now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about now.
Man.
Still saying boy. I'm like, who the hell he think he talking to? My uncle's
like, hey, well, let me tell you something, man. I went
like
to Tennessee once and was looking for a store at 7 o'clock. And a little group of white dudes at the bus station said, you must not be from around here, huh, boy? I was like,
what?
No, sir. Yes, they did. Because black folk don't run around here after dark. I'm like, damn it, this is a bus station? I'm like, yeah, I know, but you leave away from around here, you might not make it back on time. So I sat my ass in the bus station till the bus came.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. I don't want to go to Tennessee after dark.
Did you see the thing on Facebook? They were talking about places in Germany that black people can't go at all, that you might not even make it out of there. And they were all in like places like in, they were all like parts in Berlin.
Right.
Well, you can't even go. I saw that today. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's,
I knew
places
was all over the world, man, but I didn't think it was like all like that, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Dollar Bill, check this out. And Al, too, and
yes,
anybody
sir.
Else that's listening out there, I want y'all to check this out for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not just for me. It's for you. This is what I call the Mindset Initiative Mechanism. All right? And I'm not even going to copyright that. I'm not going to trademark that, because everybody should know what the word mindset. Everybody should know what the word initiative. And everybody should know what the word mechanism means. All right? That's number one. Now, just to get the wheels turning, that's basically the shorthand of it. I want you to listen, or the next time you go past Facebook, go past Facebook. Leave your page open.
Mm-hmm.
And just on the quick end of it, go to YouTube and type in the Sumerian tablets.
Ooh.
Okay?
Yep.
Find you a short one. Find you one that's about 15 minutes long.
Let the dog and cat together.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And... all right, and on another page, write down Dr. John Henrik Clark. That's J-O-H-N H-E-N-R-I-K C-L-A-R-K-E. Anything by that man. Anything from the Sumerian tablets. And if you want to, if you choose to, listen to one of the videos about the Lost Book of Enki. The Lost Book of E-N-K-I. The Lost Book of Enki. This book goes beyond Genesis 1. My question about 4 years ago was what happened before Genesis 1. Because by the time you got to Genesis 5, it said, let us make man in our image. Am I not wrong?
Right.
Who was the creator talking to when he said us? Now, there are many, many, many stories, and I'm going to leave that up to your interpretation. But on a conscious level, forget all of that. My God is better than your God. Forget all of that religious shit right now. Right now, you are getting ready to embark on a level, on a different plane of consciousness just from your first viewing of any one of those speakers. All right?
All right.
The Lost Book of Enki, John Henry Clark, or the Sumerian Tablets. I would recommend the Sumerian Tablets first, and then, or maybe, John Henry Clark. Well, just for conscience sake, watch a video by John Henry Clark, and then check something out about the Sumerian Tablets. All right?
Word. All right.
All right, now you just lifted yourself to a higher level of understanding, and your pineal gland should start beaming. You know, it does have its own incandescent light. So the more you use that motherfucker, okay, the more your eyes will be open. And that's what they don't want. So they keep shooting, as the Bible say, the fiery darts at us. Okay, but I'm going to bust you with this one right quick. Scripture are words written down on a piece of paper.
Right.
The person who wrote those words down were called scribes. Scribes write scripts, the root word for scripture. Okay? I'm going to take that back. If I tell you to write something down for me, then I ask you to transcribe something for me. So you have just scripted, okay, something that I have dictated to you.
Right.
And if I tell you that this is the truth, then this is considered my scripture. All right?
Right.
Look up the word scribe and tell me what a scribe does. Okay, when you watch a movie on TV,
right,
it was written. And the actors, they play out a script. Okay?
Yeah.
Think about that. Somebody had to write those laws down. Somebody
right
had to write those rules down. And I guarantee you it wasn't no peasant. It wasn't no peasant. If the ruler, the prince of peace, and all of that shit, if he can show himself back then to 500 people, why he can't come now and just show himself to one? It ain't even got to be me. We needed him a long time ago. Where he at? Okay? Everybody against us. So, would you call that the Antichrist? We must be the chosen motherfucking people that was crucified. See, all of that shit is a symbolism, dude. Jesus must have been dark as us. He had
to
be.
He was. Think about it. He was different. That's why they killed him.
Right.
That's why they fucking killed him.
Because he, you know, because it all makes
sense. That answers the question. Why don't no black motherfucker want to step up to the plate right now? Don't no black motherfucker, they all playing ball in the same motherfucking field with a softball. They don't want to bring out the speedball or the curveball because they can't swing that motherfucking fast. At least that's what they keep telling us. And if they told your ass that you can't start a business right now, fuck whoever told you that. Start you a damn business. That's what the hell they doing. They building all of this shit. Hey, if we don't create what we want, we ain't gonna never have it. If we don't stop listening to that bullshit they hand us, then we gonna keep living by it.
But we got to have some agreement and some organization.
We don't need no religion.
Things.
We don't need no religion. We just need to know we are Americans.
That's all we need to
we
do.
Wasn't
see,
born in
the
Africa.
We don't get
we
treated
wasn't
like
born in Africa.
We're citizens of the United States. We don't get treated like that.
Well, no, we're not citizens of the United States because we don't live in Washington, D.C. We are just the citizens. We are actually the people of the United States of America.
Right, of the United States.
You got to look at that shit, man. Ask yourself this question. How come other countries can have a king or a queen, but we only get presidents and shit? All right? That's another thing you can write down on your little notepad. Is America a country or a company? I guarantee you the
company.
Answer is a goddamn company. That's right.
Company.
United States Inc. United States Inc. And it's owned by the Crown Industry. Hot damn if them motherfuckers ain't giving me a job.
Hey, but
Crown
I
Services.
They translate all that money to make the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. That's right, man. Somebody got to work the factories that's sending the nuts in the boats to the motherfuckers for the new prison. Come on, y'all.
Free labor.
Them FEMA camps is coming. Well, y'all know what? We got 2 minutes left to go on the show. I would like for you fellas to introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Dollar Rock, DJ Dollar Rock of Down Solid Entertainment, Hip Hop Workshop DJ.
Yeah.
Guru.
Yep.
And music creator.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be very, very blessed to be Alfred Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, definitely Vice President of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, as well as the main coordinator of the Black Man's Army and chairperson of the aforementioned Hip Hop Workshop. There it is.
That's what's up. And I tell y'all what, man, this was a powerful, thoughtful conversation. I appreciate Dollar Rock calling in with his input. You know, we here on Wednesday night, y'all, from 9 to 10:30 p.m., you know what I'm saying? And I keep saying it, and I keep saying it, but very soon we're going to have a place that we can all sit down and meet up and chop it up face to face. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's about that time for us to get out of here. And on Friday night, I will be at the OPN Community Center. You know what I'm saying? And Saturday night, as a matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? So y'all come on out and kick it with us. And we'll be back then. But Andy B will be on the Wheels of Steel for Hood Tunes Radio this Friday. All right? And y'all have a good time. Thank y'all all out there online and shit, all our Facebook friends and everybody else that like the post and like the page. I would like for y'all motherfuckers to call that number.
Hey, check out
but we appreciate all this love. Yeah, they always call me after the show is over. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all right. All right. Well, y'all heard that little white lady said we only got 10 seconds to go. So we gonna say this with que sera, sera. Whatever will be. Hip Hop Radio, man. All right. Till next time, y'all. Peace.
Yeah.
All right, peace.